Hello.
Hello, my name is Kyra. It's on your call back from customer support. How can I help you today?
You're what? Calling for customer support?
Yes, ma'am. You left your number to give you a call back about a charge or what you're concerned about. I'll return your call back today.
And what credit card was it on?
Ma'am, I had to check and see, ma'am. What's your zip code, please?
25770 25.
Your zip code?
Yeah.
So your zip code is 2577.
No, my zip code is 77025.
What's your first and last name, please?
Barbara Brenner. What do you have of mine that you want? What are you talking about?
Ma'am, someone left their number to get them a call back about a charge or what they're concerned about, ma'am. I'm just returning a call back, ma'am.
Well, I'm the only one that lives here. And I don't remember calling anybody about a charge.
Could you have
I
left
guess
your
if I.
number? I'm sorry.
I beg your pardon?
Could you have left your number, ma'am, for someone to call you back?
I don't know. I might have. I've had a lot of deaths in the family, and I'm sort of rummy. But what charge was it that I was concerned about?
I could check and see, ma'am, for security purposes. Can you verify your shipping address, please?
2700 Bellefontaine, Houston 77025.
Okay, thank you so much, ma'am. Give me one moment, please. Still loading. Just give me one moment, please.
I can't hear you. I'm sorry.
The system is still loading, ma'am. Give me one moment, please.
Who are you with?
Yes, ma'am, we're a third party call center, ma'am, that sells over 100 different products and we deal with 100 different vendors.
So you have no idea who you're calling for.
I'm checking to see, ma'am. Give me one moment, please.
Okay.
Thank you.
I need to get out of here, so please hurry. Or I can you call and give me a name or a number or something? I have an appointment in 10 minutes. Okay.
I have it pulled up, ma'am. You ordered an anti-aging face cream in the ice room.
I did what?
You ordered a face cream in ice room, the Longevia, ma'am?
I did that today.
Yes, ma'am. That's what the callback was for, ma'am. The product, ma'am.
All right, that's what you're calling about. Okay, yeah, I did that this morning. I'm sorry. I ordered a cream, and then they said that it would be good to do the eye cream as well. And I said okay. And then we had $6 for shipping and handling. I said that's okay. What I was calling about is they never put on the application where I lived. They just put 2700 block of Bellefontaine. And if they don't put the Barclay at B14 or B14 at the Barclay, it's a condo number, I'll never get it.
I do see here, ma'am, that was placed on the shipping address, ma'am, so it's just fine, ma'am.
Does it have B14 at the Barclay?
Yes, ma'am, it does. Houston, Texas.
Uh-huh. Because the other thing, they didn't bother to put my middle initial in there. And they asked for the first and last name, but I used my middle initial, which is T, because my son and I have the same initials. It's B. Drenner for him and B. Drenner for me. And so I started using the T. And so a lot of times I will sign it on purpose, BLT, because that's my full name. But if they don't put that T in there, it could go to him. and I may never get it.
Okay, I have put the T in there, ma'am, initial, so you're just fine.
Okay, and so and you have it all taken care of. It.
Yes,
and they have the Barclay at B14 at the Barclay on my address?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
All right, I'm sorry to be rude to you, but I didn't know what you were talking about. It wasn't making sense. But I did call them back when it came through, and I thought, it'll never get here. You know, because if you don't overemphasize the fact that you're going to the Barclay, which is a condominium, I don't need to tell you about the flood, but it's a matter of it. There's a Bellefontaine Street, which is what I live on. There's a Bellefontaine Lane, which a friend of mine lives on. There's a Bellefontaine Avenue, who another friend of mine lives on, and they get half my mail.
Oh, my.
Yeah, and so what they have been doing through the years is they just bring it to me. And we sit down and have some coffee and talk about it. And I said, well, I have been stressing to anybody I do business with that if they don't put Bellefontaine Street and the Barclay, B14 at the Barclay, then I may get it and I may not.
Well, yes, ma'am. I have made sure it has the B14 at Barclay, ma'am, Houston, Texas.
Okay.
And it will be received to you in 3 to 5 business days.
All right. Well, I just, you know, they said it would be here on the 14th of December, and I thought that's hurrying pretty fast. But
yes, ma'am.
Okay. Hopefully it'll get here on the 14th. If it doesn't, there's nothing I can do about it.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
And I'm sorry if I'm being rude to you, but,
oh, you're fine.
But I've been going over this with people most of the morning. I found a $35,000 mistake on my Discover bill. And the lady said, well, you don't remember buying that? And I said, trust me, if I had spent $35,000, I wouldn't have put it on a credit card.
Okay.
You know, I would
yes,
have paid
ma'am.
For it. I don't run those kind of credit cards. I think that in itself is a mess. But anyway, I'm sorry to be rude to you, but I got to go. I have an appointment in 10 minutes.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Okay.
Thank you for calling me, and I appreciate you clearing that up.
You're welcome, ma'am. Thank you, Caucus. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.